Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was talking about the dedication that Walter Payton, the old football player, had. Well, let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Trainers who saw him do this told him he was crazy, that he had overworked, that the last half of his workout was redundant. And as harmful as it was helpful. But what was his goals? To lead the NFL in rushing, total yardage, reception yardage, and touchdowns, and be named to the Pro Bowl, and then play so well the next year that he would be named the Comeback Player of the Year. Well, everyone who heard him say that thought it was a great joke. It may have sounded funny, but Payton wasn't smiling. That's what you call a man of commitment. I'm ashamed to report to this audience. I have lacked that commitment in my spiritual life. Oh, what a shame that a man would be as dedicated to that, more dedicated to that than we as Christians are to God. And yet, the love that God has and the reward far exceeds anything Walter Payton could have ever received in this life. Walter Payton died, I believe, in his 40s or 50s, long after he had retired. And all the millions that he made, he did not take one penny with him. Was he saved? I don't know. I'd have a hard time knowing the Lord as I know him now and playing sports on Sunday and keeping people out of God's house. I don't know if he was saved, but I tell you what, he had a commitment that if football was his God, he had a commitment to his God that's greater than the commitment that many Christians had to their own God. So we've seen that in Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 through 8, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but was made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself as a man. Being found in the form as man, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, we read those verses, but now look at verses 8 through 10 here in Philippians chapter 3. He says, yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Now, if you will excuse me on this for just a moment, all the gain of this world, things like Walter Payton gained with his millions and his sports and his Hall of Fame career, championship, I mean, so many great accolades of man that he received. Paul was a man in his life before salvation that achieved many things. And he lost all those things. And he says, I just count that dung that is on the level of cow manure, okay? That I may win Christ. I count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, having not mine own righteousness, which is the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And so he said, I want that righteousness in me. I want that commitment to know him and his righteousness. That's why with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. We're not believing into our own righteousness. We're not believing so hard that we become righteous. No, we are believing unto the righteousness of Christ that stands in our place. So he says in verse 10, one of the most profound passages in the Bible, as far as I'm concerned. He says, that I may know him. Paul? I mean, the guy that had been received 39 stripes 5 times? The guy that had been beaten with rods 3 times? The guy that had been a night and a day in the deep? The guy that had been in perils of thieves and of robbers of his fellow countrymen? The guy that had spent the time in prisons, in hunger, in cold, in wantonness, for the name of the Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ, he did that for him. And then he says, and I may know him. He realized there was a greater intimacy to gain with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he knew God. He saw a vision of heaven, by the way. He was actually caught up in the spirit into the third heaven. And he saw all of that. He saw God high and lifted up, and yet he wanted to know him all the more. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship, that is a partnership of his sufferings, been made conformable unto his death, to be made just as deserving in man's eyes of the death that man deemed Christ to deserve. You see, I must be willing to suffer for his name's sake, since I'm bought with a price. But to do that, I must die to self in order for a life, a resurrection life, that seeks to know him and be like him completely. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, it says this, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If you are saved, you have the very Holy Spirit of God indwelling you. He will not lead you into anything that is unholy. We read in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, that is, I strongly urge you, therefore, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Not a dead sacrifice on an altar, but a sacrifice as the ox that pulls the plow, a sacrifice, a living sacrifice that 100% of the life is doing the will of God, whether they work in the secular world or they work in the church or whatever else, whatever they do, it's all for the glory of God in their body. The idea is to glorify God with their all, just like Bezalel in the Old Testament in forming the things of the tabernacle and all the things that he made there. He did that filled with the Holy Spirit of God. So he says, to present your bodies, not just your soul and spirit, your body, a living sacrifice, wholly committed to him, that is. A living sacrifice unto, wholly acceptable unto God. Not just acceptable to men or religious leaders or whatever, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The idea of service has in its Greek root of worship. You're worshiping him even with your body on a daily basis. And be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And so, you transform. Conformed is to see something of the world to see the outside and try to conform to it. Trying to conform to the styles, trying to conform to the ways of this world. That's what Israel did when they lost their country and lost their nation. They was always trying to conform and be like the others. And it cost them. You don't try to incorporate the old life from which the Lord saved you and to make your new life in Christ to emulate it. The Lord says, that is ignorance in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. Not fashioning yourselves, not emulating, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, the way you used to live. Don't try to religiousize it and make it all right because you add Christ's name to it, or you do it in His name. That's kind of like the children of Israel in the wilderness when they were made the golden calf and danced, got naked and everything else. They're doing it for Jehovah. Oh, no, God didn't see it that way. He's ready to kill them all if Moses doesn't intercede. My friend, your entire life can be a life that worships God. You know, a term that's out there today is worship leader. Let me tell you this. The worship leader in the local church is not the pastor. It's not the song leader. Now, I had a preacher one time that said, well, we say worship leader because we don't want to say the guy that stands in front of the church and tells you which page to turn to, which song we're going to sing, and then starts waving his arms. Instead, we just say worship leader. I had to say, well, in all these nearly 70 years now, I said song leader so much that I've not yet found one person in all these years, and I grew up in church. I grew up in a pastor's home. I've never found one person that didn't understand the term song leader, but I would definitely explain it to them if they didn't understand the term song leader. Why do we have to be ignorant and use some of the most ignorant arguments to try to justify doing bad things and corrupting the house of God? But the worship leader is not the pastor, it's not the song leader, it's not any man, it's not a group singing, it's not a what they call a worship team, it's not the ushers, it's not the choir, it's not the soloists. My friend, the worship leader of the local church, the worship leader for any Christian is the Holy Spirit of God. To assign that title to man is to blaspheme the name of our God. I'm the pastor. I preach the Word of God. I teach the Word of God. But I'm not the worship leader. It's the Holy Spirit that takes that Word of God to your heart and leads you to love and worship God. Things I've shared to you already in this verse that we are covering right now, this 16th verse of 1 John chapter 3, about God and who He is. That's from the Holy Spirit. That's not from me.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm